passes. What kind of game plan was that? No wonder they fell behind 23-3.
No, I'm with you.
Yeah, I'm with you too. All right, 312-644-6767. It's Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 to the Score.
And the opening bell brought to you by CarX Tire and Auto.
McNeil and Parkins, afternoons 2 to 6 on the Score.
Former Cubs Dan Plesac.
Everybody's in the same boat. I'm not sure how they're going to be able to salvage this season, what the amount of games are going to be. It's going to be a short season. It's going to be a race to see, you know, who's the best team in 100 games or 80 games. It's not going to be that 162.
Listen to McNeil and Parkins on your ride home 2 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. A Radio.com sports station.
Hi.
What can your eye cream do in a week? Strivectin's Intensive Eye Concentrate is clinically proven to visibly reduce the look of lines around the eyes in just 1 week. Plus, it targets puffiness, under-eye circles, and dehydration for serious results that you can see. In fact, 96% of consumers reported eyes look more awake. Give this delicate skin, which shows early signs of aging first, the TLC it deserves with Intensive Eye Concentrate, available at Strivectin.com. And go to Strivectin.com and sign up for our email to get 15% off your first order.
Due to recent world events, Hyundai Assurance is back. If you buy or lease a new Hyundai by April 30th and lose your job this year due to COVID-19, we'll cover your payments for up to 6 months. And for current owners financing through Hyundai Motor Finance, we have a program to protect you too. To our Hyundai family, we've got your back. To learn more, go to HyundaiUSA.com. Hyundai Assurance. Offer requires financing through Hyundai Motor Finance. Restrictions apply and proof of job loss required. See dealer for details. Offer ends April 30th, 2020.
You can now see if you qualify for a medical marijuana card through a telemedicine appointment. Innovative Wellness can help, and they take insurance. Schedule an online visit with them today. Visit InnovativeMMJ.com for more information. That's InnovativeMMJ.com.
Let's face it. Credit cards are pretty much a necessity.
New tires for the car? Here's my card.
I take my daughter and her college friends out for sushi. Here's my card.
And most of us just accept the high interest rates credit cards charge as a necessary evil.
What are you going to do?
Here's what you can do. Get a low fixed rate credit card consolidation loan from LightStream and pay off those credit card balances. You can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000, and you could get your money as soon as the day you apply. The average credit card company charges over 20% APR, but with LightStream, you can get a fixed rate as low as 5.95% APR with AutoPay.
Now I can pay off my high interest credit cards and save money with a much lower rate. Thanks, LightStream.
Want an even lower interest rate? Apply today at LightStream.com/discount and get an additional interest rate discount. That's LightStream.com/discount for an additional discount. LightStream.com/discount.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit LightStream.com/discount for more information.
Love at first sight? Nah, I thought that was just movie stuff. Until last Saturday. Because last Saturday, it happened to me. Aaron's delivered my brand new Samsung refrigerator. Yeah. With built-in ice maker, affordable payments, no credit hassles. And now I know what love looks like.
What's it look like?
And sounds like, too. Oh, listen to that.
Nice. Rent a home that's easy, beautiful, and affordable. Aaron's for your happy place.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the... Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, blah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
What do you think the percent chance is that we will not have college football being played this fall?
I'd say 90%. I want it to happen, but I mean, look at everything. Yeah. How many stay-at-home states are we at now? And the most frustrating thing talking to all these athletic directors and commissioners and coaches is everyone's waiting for the same thing. Everybody's waiting for the all clear signal. Everybody's waiting for the green light to go. Nobody knows when that will happen. Will that happen tomorrow? Will that happen next week? Will that happen 6 months from now? Nobody knows.
Mully and Dan Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. That's Brett McMurphy. He was on the You Better You Bet podcast. And not a lot of listen, we don't have information, but it's 90% is a pretty strong indication he doesn't believe there's going to be college football. I don't know. We need more information. We need help here, and we need, you know, all the great minds in this country to get together and to kind of all activate at once and hopefully get us out of this mess.
Was that Dr. Brett McMurphy? Look, he's a great reporter.
College football.
Yep. He's terrific. But I think that I'm going to take my cues from the medical professionals, and the virus will make the timeline. And I don't feel like it's useful or productive and maybe even responsible to say things like 90% or predict the elimination or there's not going to be a season any more so than I think that it's the other extreme. You don't want to ignore or dismiss this either. You've got to find a middle ground. I think you've got to find a middle ground because that's the way to survive this day by day, week by week, and to look ahead to September 1st and project that there's not going to be a college football season. Well, that might be true, but it also might not be true. So, like Alan Sills yesterday from the NFL's chief medical officer, we talked about that earlier in the show. He laid it out. He said that the NFL is going to need widespread testing to be available before reopening of the league can be contemplated. He didn't say there won't be a season. He said this is what's going to have to happen for there to be a season. And that, to me, is the kind of conversations you do need to have rather than making these predictions that I'm not sure what you're basing it on.
Yeah, we need more information. As I'm planning my weekend, we have a little birthday celebration here in the Mulligan house. It is our third quarantine birthday party, so they're all coming fast and furious. Oh. My son, John, turns 16 tomorrow, buddy.
Wow, that's a yep. Big, significant milestone birthday. Happy birthday, John.
Yeah, we don't have a lot for him, sadly.
So this is the third quarantine birthday. So you went to the study for the first one. You went to the kitchen for the second one. Where will you have dinner for the third one?
You know, I've got an idea. I don't know if I can pull this off, and I don't know if it's even allowed. But my idea, and I shouldn't say it, but no one's going to tell him anyway, and I know he's probably sleeping. I think I'm going to try to build a little fire in the backyard. Just kind of get a little fire going. I got a bag of marshmallows. I don't have any chocolate bars, but I think I got some Hershey Kisses. And I know we have some graham crackers. Maybe, like, go outside, build a little fire if the weather's all right, and make a s'more. Happy birthday. Good luck in quarantine.
I think that's a good plan. Yeah, I mean, fires are still good. Fires are still... You can have a backyard fire. There's nothing wrong with that, right? That's not against any sort of ordinance, or that's not frowned upon. Just keep your distance.
Yeah. I mean, again, you know, I my daughter turned 18, and we couldn't do anything with that. And my son's now turning 16, which is a big birthday for people. How about this? His birthday is 4/4/04. How awesome is that, right? I mean, that's a great day. And it's fairly easy to remember. I never forget his birthday just because I like to play the hard eight and craps. No, it's a lot of fun, and he's a good lad. And
you're not going to forget your son's birthday, Molly. I don't care if he was born on September 19th or whatever. You're just not going to forget your son's birthday.
I'm just saying 4/4/04. There's a certain symmetry. I'm not going to forget anyone's birthday.
I love the number 4.
Yes.
I love the number 4. It was my jersey number in college. I love the number 4.
Was
so
it? Is that your favorite number?
It's well, you know, it's in the top 4. Yeah, I think so.
So you like him in order? What do you say?
I like him in order. Yeah. No, that's good. That's a good weekend. I mean, that'll be a lot of fun. You know, you do what you've got to do to get through the days and through the weekend. It's certainly going to be a challenge. But my challenge today is to get my dog to actually run with me to for the 3 miles or 2.5 miles or so that we go.
Oh my god, I called David yesterday and I caught him mid run and you were running on Duncan because you were really up and running. Tell us the story. The dog.
You got me mid rant too, basically mid run and mid rant. So I run with my golden retriever, and he's about 70 pounds, and he's 3 years old, and typically he's a pretty willing participant, but not yesterday. Yesterday he had had enough. And I wanted to go further, and he did not want any part of it. So we're in this park. We're cutting through this parking lot, which is empty for obvious reasons. And he decides just to stop. Just stop running. And I'm trying to yank him to keep going because I'm worked up now, right? I need to keep going so I don't tighten up. He won't move. And so I decided, like, okay, there's nobody in the parking lot. I'm just going to let go of the leash, keep running, and he'll catch up to me. Because that's what dogs do, right? So I'm running, and I've got to be, Molly, almost 50 yards away from him now. And I'm starting to get worried because I'm seeing some cars, and he's not moving. Off into the distance, this dog is giving me the snub. So I have to go backtrack, and take him back to the house and finish my run by myself because my dog had had enough. So the goal today is to get the dog into shape so he could actually finish the run.
I am going to – I'm in a closet downstairs because I think this is better. The sound is a little bit better. There's just an echo in the other room. I'm kind of in this utility closet. I am going – and it's – we keep a clean house. I don't want this to come out the wrong way. But I'm going to take everything out of this closet – and I'm going to clean the living bejesus out of it because I feel like I'm like having some allergic reaction to something. I've got a lot of coats and blankets and pillows trying to muffle the sound a little bit, but man, I got to work on this. This is making me not ill, but like almost, it's just dusty or something. I don't know what's going on. I got to get this done. I should have done it earlier in the week, but I didn't know.
Spring cleaning has taken an entirely new meaning this spring. I mean, you have plenty of time to do it. Our house is, my son cleaned out one of our rooms in the basement yesterday. I've never seen it so clean or thoroughly organized. It's pretty impressive. So he's trying to make best use of his time. But, yeah, I would encourage you to come out of the closet, if you will. Oh, you know what I mean. You know what I mean.
I told you. Yeah. I barely fit in the closet. How can I come out of it? Yeah, an old joke.
The texter says I should be riding my bike with the dog. It's easier on the knees. Whose knees? His or mine?
Yeah, you've got another texter saying, why would you answer the phone while running? I was calling. That's why.
That's why. And I do carry my phone with me because I like to listen to the score, and I like to listen to podcasts on the run. And you were returning my phone call, and so I wanted to make sure that I didn't, ignore it. And so I answered the phone. I don't typically answer the phone when I'm running, but that's a good question.
Yeah. It is pretty funny though. I love the idea of you like in a full sprint, on your way to the quarterback, as it were, and you're just talking into your phone the whole time.
Well, I know.
I'm incredibly busy.
And 219 texter, run by yourself, leave the dog alone. Listen, this is a hyper dog. He's a golden retriever. You don't understand. If I don't run with him, he's crazy at 7:30 at night. That's why I run with him.
You got to exhaust children and dogs, or you got no hope. All right,
that's the answer. My dog walks around like he's constantly caffeinated. I love him. Okay, Clyde, he's a really cute dog. He's a wonderful golden retriever. I do love him. My wife will, if she ever listened, she'd cringe when she heard me. She'd laugh hearing me say that out loud. But he is a most unathletic dog that you could imagine because he's got squatty legs, and you imagine golden retrievers to be sort of this majestic animal. They should be able to gallop like horses, like the dogs that we used to have. No, not this one. This one refuses to run with me.
You described him as a fullback, as like a guy, it's like a 16-wheeler taking a left turn,
He's like a fullback in the Chiefs offense. There's no room for him.
What? All right.
Nothing wrong with squatty legs, David.
We won. Olin's going to
pull. Now, on second thought, you can only get one sack.
All right. We want to thank everyone for calling and texting and emailing.
Most of all, thank you for listening.
Yeah, it means a lot to us. We certainly appreciate it. And thanks to Dustin Rhodes, our executive producer.
This big pile of man goo.
That's awesome. And thanks to Kev Bo.
Good riddance.
And, of course, our guy Ray. Bless you, Ray.
Okay.
And happy birthday, John Mulligan. And God bless us, everyone. It's Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 at the score.
Happy birthday, John.
End of story.
I see you soon, baby.
That's all I got.
Don't miss Score Stories on the Mac and Parkins Show.
So we're bringing guests on from now through this quarantine.
90s Bulls stories. Tom Dore with us.
It was the Rolling Stones and the Beatles absolutely every night. When they were going to win the 70th game, going up to Milwaukee. And the helicopters are following the bus. And we're dying laughing.
Tony Wise.
Jerome Brown gets on our bus. And he screams out, if I see any of you guys enjoying yourself here, we're here to win a ball game. I'll
Dave Wonstead.
I would watch the meeting and I would say, Tony, can we run some of those plays where we don't have to block anybody? And he would come out of his chair.
Score Stories on the Mac and Parkins Show, 2-6 on the score.
What can your eye cream do in a week? Strivectin's Intensive Eye Concentrate is clinically proven to visibly reduce the look of lines around the eyes in just 1 week. Plus, it targets puffiness, under-eye circles, and dehydration for serious results that you can see. In fact, 96% of consumers reported eyes look more awake. Give this delicate skin, which shows early signs of aging first, the TLC it deserves with Intensive Eye Concentrate, available at Strivectin.com. And go to Strivectin.com and sign up for our email to get 15% off your first order.
You can now see if you qualify for a medical marijuana card through a telemedicine appointment. Innovative Wellness can help, and they take insurance. Schedule an online visit with them today. Visit InnovativeMMJ.com for more information. That's InnovativeMMJ.com.
At Speedway, we're here for you with just what you need, right when you need it, ready to go. No matter what, our shelves are stacked, our coolers stocked, our pumps are pumping. And our doors are open. Just like always, you can count on us to get you in, out, and on your way. Safely. Because if you need it, we've got it. Whatever keeps you going. And when you stop by, we'll be ready. The convenience stores of Speedway.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the... Hey, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to Nationals this year! Sorry, it's pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There are everyday actions to help prevent the spread of respiratory diseases. Wash your hands. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Stay home when you are sick. Cover your cough or sneeze. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects with household cleaning spray. For more information, visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. This message brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Love at first sight? Nah, I thought that was just movie stuff. Until last Saturday. Because last Saturday, it happened to me. Aaron's delivered my brand new Samsung refrigerator. Yeah. built-in ice maker, affordable payments, no credit hassles. And now I know what love looks like.
What's it look like?
And sounds like, too. Oh, listen to that.
Rent a home that's easy, beautiful, and affordable. Aaron's for your happy place.
Mully and Hall, Chicago's Sports Morning Show.
Well, you know, the first thing that I love about Artie Burns is the story. Somebody who has overcome a ton. But Artie Burns is going to be given an opportunity to fulfill the potential that you thought that he had when he was a first-round draft pick coming out of Miami. That doesn't necessarily say he's going to be the guy that you can count on to replace